Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Ichabod Sees Trent. That's the little elf that comes and visits children in my family and leaves toys in the closet between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And it's a blast. We did it last night. My kids were thrilled. I got a little shark toy. Fun. Good times. But we don't do this elf on a shelf shit where it's like a new gift every day. That's wild. I highly recommend Ichabod to any parents who are looking for fun Christmas stuff to do. Although I guess you have to just reach out to me because I don't know anybody else who does it other than like my family. Can't really Google it. I'm Jack, and I'm thrilled to be joined by super producer Anna Hosnier. What's
up? Oh man. First of all, I have a few questions. What? What do you do? You put presents in a closet every day?
I don't. Ichabod does. No, okay, not every day.
Sure. You think both your sons are listening to this?
Oh, they're huge fans.
They're like, I got it. He revealed the secret, Mom. Like,
so it's part of the fun. It's one time, any day between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So okay. It's not a repeated thing. And it's like a random day. So that's part of the fun is that like it could just, like all of a sudden the dad's just like, do you hear that? The mom's like, yeah, wait a second. What is that sound? Kids can't hear them, but then you go and look at all the different closets in the house, and sure enough, you find Ichabod. Unless it's a really bad year, and they're like, "We never found him." But yeah, and then they have a conversation about you with Ichabod, and then if the conversation's satisfactory, there may be some presents in that closet, and it's just one. And fuck, elf on a shelf is the moral of the story.
Okay, so it's like a tradition, just like give them a gift before Christmas.
Yeah, between Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's a little appetizer for Christmas.
Great.
Let's see. I am Jack. You are super producer, Anna. These are some of the things that are trending. There's some stuff about Biden siding with the economy over rail workers. That's how it's being posed. Biden has had to choose between rail workers and economy. He picked the latter. He basically said, yeah, I have to accept this latest offer that you already didn't accept because he wants to avoid a strike that would hurt the profits of major corporations. During his campaign, he rightly called it a national disgrace that millions of our fellow citizens don't have a single day of paid sick leave available to them, but not such a disgrace that he wants it to hurt the stock market. So that's the direction he took. Very frustrating.
Yeah, you know, it's a very interesting thing. Like, when it comes to trains, you don't mess with the trains.
Yeah.
You give the trains what they, not the trains, you know, the people who run the trains, you give them what they need. Because guess what? This whole country, from as far back as I can recall, 1990, when I was born. And look, the world existed before that, contrary to my own opinion.
Allegedly. But,
trains run everything.
Turns out.
Trains are the basis of how the economy works. Like, there's no economy with no trains. Okay? I'm just saying.
It's like, my favorite econ lecture.
Trains are that bitch. You know, like, trains are what you want. Okay? Yeah. No, literally, like, trains.
Trains. Literally trains.
You think a boat is gonna you think a boat is gonna go, well, I mean, unless we're talking about the Suez Canal, but like going in to like Kansas? No. It's trains, baby. It's trains.
That's right.
Don't fuck with trains. If train conductors train anyone, anyone who works in the train industry, I don't even know what it's called, the train industry. I've literally lost the plot here, but says like, hey, this is not right. We need to be paid more. We need better benefits. We just need anything and everything. You listen. Because with no trains. Hey, guess what? Bill Biden. Wow. Literally, I'm losing it. Sorry. Fine. Guess what, Joe Biden? Guess, remember your whole thing? You took Amtrak every day. Remember that whole thing? He's like,
he's not train president anymore.
I'm a people person. I take the Amtrak every day to work. Oh, guess what? You know what Amtrak is? A train, Joe.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my train lecture. It's
presto,
really important.
A train, Joe.
Took a train cross country once. I took Amtrak cross country. It's just like a fun trip to do.
I know.
Legendary.
You are a train queen.
I have a bunch
famously.
I have a bunch of Amtrak sayings I wrote during that experience because it was such a shit show. It was such a shit show because, you know, Amtrak tries, but look, trains, it's tough. Like, a lot of them are like, Amtrak, we'll get you there, we think. So, like, it's a lot of, like, that sort of energy.
Not very confident. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, sometimes they'll pull over and be like, guys, this train broke. We're going to put you on a bus. That bus does have to go over a snow-covered mountain. Oh, halfway up that snow-covered mountain, the little tiny bus driver comes up and goes, who are the strongest men who can help push the bus out of a snow ditch?
Is that real? Thing.
That happened
that
to me
happens?
On the top of a mountain in Montana in a snowstorm where this little tiny female bus driver had to come out and be like, I need the strongest men to volunteer. And baby, that's Amtrak.
Wow. You learn a lot about experience. Yourself on Amtrak. That's
you learn what you can handle. And if you're strong enough to volunteer, people will be like, ma'am, sit down.
Amtrak, you strong enough?
Yeah, Amtrak, are you going to push this train?
But this is, I mean, so...
Anyway, I'm pro-train. I know my sort of my tangent.
You're pro-train, just generally. I mean, I think, you know, he's basically, as are all presidents, beholden to the logic that the stock market, like, if the stock market good, I'm good at job, and if stock market bad, I'm doing bad job. And that means that anything... that any, you know, that the rail workers want to do that might temporarily threaten the economy because it's so powerful, because what they do is so important, he just has to back down from and not be the number one labor president that he claimed he was going to be.
That's right. Rail workers. That's the word. I was trying to describe like
train.
People who work for train people.
Yeah. Train.
The rail workers.
I think everyone understood when you said train. I'm train.
The train. The train gets what the train wants.
That's right.
Because the train runs this shit.
That's right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
And we're back, and Cocaine Bear is back in the trends because the trailer came out.
Yeah.
Did you see the trailer?
I did. Incredible.
It looks amazing. It looks fucking great.
Well, look, it's an Elizabeth Banks production.
Right.
Elizabeth Banks, she will deliver.
What has she made? I mean, I know who Elizabeth Banks is.
I mean, what has
America's
she made?
Sweetheart, but she also made
Pitch Perfect movies. I mean, she's out here. Like, she's worked on a lot of stuff. I can't off the top of my head tell you exactly what her production company has.
Charlie's Angels, Pitch Perfect 2, Walk of Shame, Zach and Miri, and Cocaine Bear.
There you go. I don't know you, but that's a strong resume.
It looks like a lot of fun. So we were, you know, based on the poster, we were wondering, what were they going to do? Because the details of the story are just Barry at Cocaine Bear died. And they have used some educated guessing to, sketch out what happened in between those moments. And it appears to be that the thing that happened in between is that cocaine gave the bear superpowers. And America was stalked by a superpowered cocaine bear. And it's just like Jaws in the woods, basically. It looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, I think they it's definitely a reimagining of the true story. I don't think that bear was like, holy shit, man, this cocaine, I can lift a car.
Yeah, you know? It ate the cocaine and its heart exploded. But
I can't imagine. Look, I've tried cocaine in my day, and it did not give me superpowers. It made me feel a little stressed out and like I was trying to sell a business to my friend. So I don't recommend it.
I don't either. It was just like, do you like the like bad parts of drinking coffee that make you feel like really stressed out? Then try super nervous coffee.
Or it's like that every pitch of a movie you've ever thought of that was the stupidest thing, and you were always like, I shouldn't say that out loud. And then you got a little bit of cocaine and you were like pitching a movie to someone who is like, I'm an accountant.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, I guess that's right. You don't work in the industry, huh?
Anyways,
so anyway, don't recommend it.
If you're not willing to if you're willing to overlook the the fact that this is clearly a movie that it was financed by big cocaine, and just sit back and enjoy it for.
You're right, Jack.
It does like really seem to be maybe the most pro-cocaine movie that we've ever seen.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I hope there's a disclaimer. I hope they know what they're doing.
they got this. Spotify Wrapped is all anyone's talking about. A lot of people, shout out to everyone who's sharing that we were their number one podcast or top five yes. podcast. We don't discriminate. We love you too. And yeah, keep sharing the Spotify Wrapped, folks, of Daily Zeitgeist. Yeah. Did you have a Spotify Wrapped? Were you pleased with your results?
You remember I texted you? Yeah, my number one artist was Richard Cheese.
Oh, that's right. Richard Cheese.
Guys, I've had quite a year.
You ride so hard for Richard Cheese.
I fucking love Richard Cheese. Miles was like, you were just listening to him that one time. I was like, no, I actually listen like every day.
Right.
I wish I could pretend like, I'm like, Richard Cheese, that's funny. But like, I know I just listen to a lot of Richard Cheese.
Yeah.
Also very strange. It was like Richard Cheese. Kendrick Lamar. I was like, okay, I have interesting yeah. days.
Yeah, my top five albums of the year. Kendrick. Peter Matthew Bauer from The Walkman.
Okay, we get it. He's your friend. Name
Pusha
drop.
Pusha T.
Oh, interesting.
The Newsies soundtrack.
The Newsies soundtrack? Yeah. Wow, I knew your son was yes. in method.
Right. But yeah, that was the real wild card was the Newsies soundtrack broke in because we got real into Newsies.
That's good. Yeah, mine was like Richard Cheese, Kendrick Lamar, Usher. I guess I went through a bit of an Usher phase this year.
Usher.
And then Santigold. Santigold's always in there because Santigold's like my top artist. I listen to her all day, every day. And then Elvis. And I think that's because the movie Elvis dropped this year and I was listening to a lot of Suspicious Minds.
Right.
I love that song. That should
just
hit.
Yeah, that song was good. Is that the one that they ended the movie with? Is that what he performs when they like put him in the makeup that makes him look so sick?
No, I think he performs that more middle movie. I actually don't know. I don't remember. I only saw that movie once with you guys in theater, so I haven't kept up.
Oh, really? You haven't repeatedly watched it?
No,
yeah, that movie is a mess.
Never. All I remember from that movie is like Tom Hanks in a fat suit just appearing behind shadowed walls to like creep in situations to be like, I'm the evil manager.
Yeah.
It's like, what is happening here?
It's really strange.
Legend Tom Hanks.
Legend, mate. All right. I mean, yeah. So shout out to all the people sharing with us. Oh, that song, I'm so basic. That song, Heat Waves by Glass Animals, that is like the number one Instagram song. Also, my number one song of the year.
Heat Waves.
I really like
Dude,
that song.
Glass Animals make some vibey yeah. tracks.
Very
baby.
Vibey.
Remember that song where they're like ooey gooey or whatever it's called? And they had it on the Magic Mike soundtrack. Anyway.
Anyways.
No big deal. I always find a way to bring up Magic Mike. I know it's a problem.
Yeah, you fulfilled your obligation to the upcoming Magic Mike film.
All right, hold on. Let me just say it one more time. Anyways, I love Magic Mike.
Right, let me get a clean take on that. Actually, they'll probably ask for a clean take. So could you stop talking and then?
Yeah, there's going to be a new Magic Mike movie with Salma Hayek. Very excited.
Uh huh. Let's see. Kanye just went. Yeah, I mean, is just continued down the same path, but this time he went on Alex Jones.
Yeah,
Alex Jones. This was a real like, you know, someone trying to. So Alex Jones was trying to help Kanye, I guess, by saying, "You're not Hitler, you're not a Nazi," and Kanye responded to that by saying, "Well, I see good things about Hitler. Every human being has value, and they brought to the table, especially Hitler." So,
Yeah. You know, even Hitler had a few good traits.
Right.
What a truly absurd thing to say out loud.
And then credited him with inventing highways and microphones, which, you know, yeah, he's just doing
microphones.
The inventor of the loudspeaker blamed himself for the rise of Hitler. So maybe that like got mixed up in there somewhere. But anyways, there's World Cup stuff. Japan beat Spain in one Group E, eliminating Germany, which pretty unexpected, I think. But I also don't follow football at all.
I watched that happen in real time in a doctor's office on Zach's phone.
There you go.
As you do.
And then Janet Yellen blamed America's splurging for inflation. So this
splurging?
This is where
Sorry,
we're at.
I mean to scream.
Janet Yellen and Biden are making it so that they are the establishment, like, you know, the people who are like, they just need to stop splurging. And they, basically, they're so tied to the massive corporations that are actually causing so many of America's problems. And they're like not allowed to acknowledge that. And so, like, you know, Fox News gets to be like, Biden administration official Yellen claims it's your splurging that's causing the inflation. And then, you know, Marco Rubio gets to call Biden out for fucking over rail workers. And yeah, this it's not a great start to what he's doing with his, you know, post midterm political capital. Seems to be like double down on doing whatever the corporations tell me to do.
Splurging.
Yeah. So stop splurging. Tighten the belts.
Tighten the belts.
What an asshole.
Don't pay us more.
Right.
Blame our splurging.
Yeah.
The nerve.
Right after Black Friday, as Super Producer Brian points out.
Oh no, right before the holiday season.
Yeah, they're like, you guys need to cut back. It's like, where are your political instincts? aren't you supposed to be capitalism? Aren't you capitalism good person?
So absurd.
Yeah.
I love the extent we as a country will go to avoid dealing with the simplest of problems.
Right.
Splurging.
Yeah. You're splurging.
You're splurging.
I blame you. You're splurging.
I single-handedly brought inflation into play.
Right.
All those sales. I just had to have that waistcoat.
Right.
A waistcoat? You know how absurd that is for me to buy a waistcoat?
A W-A-S-T-E coat, if you ask me.
You're going to hear from my lawyers.
All right. Those are some of the things that are trending on this Thursday, the first day of December, 2022. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Get the flu shot. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Goodbye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.